All right, there's our cue, girls. The little dude should just be getting out of his maths lecture right now. Oops, spotted him. Oh, look at him walking down with his head all timid. I think he's nervous we found out about his little stunt. Wouldn't be surprised. All right, let's roll. Hey there, sissy. Going somewhere? Hey, you're not getting away from me. Just try to. Why dare you? You know how it's ended every other time you have. Oh, what do I want? What do I want, he asks. Just a chat is all. And I think you know what I want to talk to you about, don't you? Oh, save it. You can beg for mercy later in a place where I can enjoy it. Come with me. Let's go somewhere a little bit more private. Come on. All right, here we are, back of the building, and you're pinned up against the wall. Nobody's gonna come save you, and no way in hell are you getting away. Now, are you gonna cooperate, or do I need my girls here to come give me some assistance? Good. Now, let's get down to brass tacks. One of my girls got called in by campus security for vandalism yesterday, and she said she saw you walk in just as she was walking out. Tell me, did you snitch on me, eh? No. Somehow I don't believe you. It seems exactly like you to go crying and begging to someone else for help instead of sucking it up and dealing with it like a man. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, is that right? So now you're saying it's all made up? Are you calling my girls liars, huh? First you snitch on me, then you deny it, and now you are dissing my gang. Ballsy move, especially for you, sissy. I fucking knew you'd make this difficult, just like you always do. That's why I made sure to bring you somewhere nice and secluded. So I can give you the punishment you've had coming to you for a long fucking time. Come here, little shit. Yeah. Yeah, I'm grabbing your ear. Get over it. Oh, please. Please believe me. I didn't do anything. Shut the fuck up. Oh, look at you trembling. Oh, your eyes are getting all watery too. What a cute thing you are. Even more so when you cry. I fucking love it when you're scared. Just a petite, long-haired, girly-looking elf boy. Oh, such a shame that I have to ruin this pretty face of yours now. These are the things I have to do to keep you in line. Just remember, this is all your fault. If you don't want this to happen again, you're gonna fucking obey me. Got it? Good. Now, one of you girls give me a hand and help me tie him up. Get the rope from... Hey! Hey, get back here, you... Wait. Hold it, girls. This one's mine. He thinks he can get away from me, eh? Oh, he has no idea what I'm gonna do to him when I catch him. Oh, there he is. I knew those skinny little chicken legs couldn't get him far. Hey, sissy! Oh, come on! Don't run! I promise your punishment will get a whole lot worse if you do. Oh, shit! A hole in the fence. He's getting through. Hey, get back here! What the hell? Oh my god. This is too funny. Bit of a tight fit, eh? Is that hole a little smaller than you thought? Oh, poor thing. And you were so close to getting away as well. Oh, you're gonna cry again. And look at those little legs kicking, still thinking they can escape. You're so pathetic. It's adorable. And you don't know how much fucking pain you're in for making me chase after you around the whole fucking school. Now, get your fucking ass out of there. There we go. Now, let's get you someplace where nobody can hear your annoying sobbing. Please, please, I'm scared. Never gets old. Shut the fuck up. Let's go. So, here we are. Stay there. I've got your only exit blocked. And now it's sealed. Oh yeah. I'm going to enjoy the fuck out of this. All you had to do was submit to me. Give me your lunch money when I asked. Clean my room. Do my assignments like you're told. But no, you just had to step out of line, didn't you? I should have known you'd squeal like a little bitch. But part of it's my fault too. I realise now that I wasn't hard enough with you. I went too easy. You might be a little crybaby, but you're stubborn as hell. What you need is to be broken. I should have made sure that you're scared shitless enough to never cross me again. But it's okay. It's okay. Because I've got you now. Fucking cornered. No escape. Nobody to come help you. Oh, when I'm done with you, you'll be the most perfect angel of a boy. Everything an Amazoness dom like me could ever ask for. But in order for that to happen, I've got to put you through hell first. Ready or not, here I come. Whoa, hey. Are you okay? You're breathing super quick. Are you having a panic attack? Oh shit. Wait. Hey, calm down. Just calm down. Hey, don't flinch. I'm just trying to comfort you. Please. I'm sorry. At least let me come near you. That's it. Here. Let me stroke your pretty hair. It's okay, baby. I'm sorry. I'm not gonna hurt you. Honestly, it's okay. It's okay. Hush now. It's okay. Here, rest your head on my chest. Good boy. Good boy. I'm so sorry I scared you like that. I wasn't really going to hurt you bad. But I know you're a sensitive boy. You get worked up easily, especially around me. Look, I took it too far this time. Maybe I've been taking it too far on you for too long. Truth is, baby, God, this is so hard to say. It's like I've built up these walls of lies and bluffs and delusions around myself that I don't even know who I am anymore. But you deserve to know the truth about why I've been so mean to you. You know, I've always had trouble showing my emotions. I've always felt that when I open up to people, I'm inviting them to use me and step on me and manipulate me. So I close myself off. But still, when I started having feelings for you, they were too strong to ignore. I knew I couldn't just go up to you and tell you that I liked you and then ask you out on a date or something, because I was so scared of what you'd think of me. And what others would think of me. Would you and everyone else be disgusted that a big, strong Amazon like me fell for a soft, girly elf boy like you? I just couldn't take the risk. So I started treating you badly because it made me feel better. It was the only way that I could spend time with you and make you think about me without showing my true feelings. It felt good. Oh, but at the same time, it hurts so much, knowing that my poor beloved was suffering because of me. It broke my heart. I just kept going, hoping that one day you'd realise that I was really in love with you. Someday, somehow. But I realise now that was such a stupid fucking idea. God. And now look what I've done. I kept going until you couldn't take it anymore. Please. Look, just know the truth. The truth that, well, I'm in love with you. I've been in love with you for so long, I can hardly imagine life without you. You're my everything. Baby, I'm so sorry. I know I don't deserve forgiveness, but please, please at least let me know that you understand. That you understand that none of this is your fault. That you deserved none of it. That there has always been someone who cared about you more than you can ever know. Even if she didn't have the courage to say it. You are loved. I love you so, so much. Yes, really? Did you think I would just make something like that up, silly? Your cute little pointy ears are so red, almost twitching. Don't worry. Let's just cuddle. Come here. You can trust me. Please, let me love you and care for you and make you feel amazing. Like I've always wanted to, but never could. It's my only wish. Please. Ah, this is where good boys like you deserve to be. Sitting in the lap of a gentle, caring, dominant woman. Being held in her big, strong arms. Oh, there we go. Shh. Just relax and let me hold you. I'm scared and lonely too, you know? Which is a little bit embarrassing to say, to be honest, since I act so tough and all, especially as an Amazon. Maybe I'm just insecure. It's not fair how all Amazon are expected to be strong and brutish. I just want to be caring. I want to make you feel loved and appreciated. And to hold you. And cuddle you. And let you know everything will be all right as long as you're with me. Yeah, a powerless little elf boy like you needs a big, strong woman like me. An Amazon to protect you and care for you. And I need you too. I know you're tired. Hey, let me stroke that pretty hair. Just lay your head in my chest. There you go. Shh. Just relax. You're safe in my arms. Just like this. I'm so glad you forgave me. I couldn't ask for a better friend. You're perfect. My little elf prince. Yeah. Just rest now. You're safe.